Well, it is Daniel in for Robbo and Stephen. Joining us on the phone is the CEO for the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey. Good morning.
Morning, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Nice drop of rain at the moment at your place, or is it yet to arrive?
Well, I think we're going to have a nice amount of rain this time. Hopefully not the storms that we had a week or so ago.
No.
So I think people will quite like this one.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad on the radar, let's be honest. All right, let's get into some topics. First of which, it seems councils are all doing budgets for 2021-2022, and yours has been adopted.
Yeah, that's right. And I wanted to thank the community members that came to our information sessions, and we also had a couple of submissions as well on the budget. So thanks to all of the community members who took the time to take an interest and to put in proposals. And yeah, I suppose the key feature of our budget is the $20.9 million capital works program. So that is pretty significant for a small rural council like Central Goldfields. We normally would do probably a $7 or $8 million capital works program. And that is really thanks to the state and federal government for money through COVID stimulus packages. And so we've got some really exciting projects that are going ahead next year.
Yeah, just having a look at those particular projects. Did you want to mention one of them? Perhaps the one that I'm looking forward to is the construction of the skate and scooter park. I can't skate or scooter, but I reckon it's pretty cool.
Look, that actually came about because we had young group who put in a petition to council a couple of years ago and saying they really, really wanted a skate and scooter park. So we're really excited now to be at the stage where we're building it. So it actually has gone out to tender and contractors are approved, and hopefully that will be built by the end of this calendar year.
The draft volunteer strategy and action plan has been endorsed, CEO Lucy. I'll get that out. It's too early in the morning for me.
That's right. So volunteers are such an important part of our communities. They provide such a range of support across our own council services, but also just out in the community in a whole range of things. So we've drafted a strategy which will sort of look at how we can better support not only our own volunteers, but volunteers across the whole Shire. And we've also recently had a group of people come together to be a volunteer sort of support group at the Maryborough Volunteer Resource Centre. So it's really timely to get this strategy out, and we're asking people to have their feedback on it. We've already run some workshops with people and had some input, but with the draft, everyone can have a look, give us some final feedback, and then that'll get adopted in July.
Is that going through your website?
So we've got a website at the moment called, there's an engage section of the website,
yep.
And everything that's out for feedback is on that part of the website. So people can go there, look at the strategy, and then we're asking for feedback by the 8th of July.
8th of July there. And the relocation of the Maryborough Toy Library.
Yeah, so again, last night at the council meeting, the council has endorsed a relocation of the Maryborough Toy Library. They're currently in the back of our family, or our Goldfields Family Centre. And that means that they're sort of restricted in terms of how many what time people can come and the level of access. So we have found them a new home in our Tate building, which is just near the council offices, and there's some really good parking there as well, and it means that there'll also be better access for all the families that use the toy library. I think they have over 800 toys and games and puzzles and toys that are suitable for children up to 12 years. So it's a really great service that they provide the community, and hopefully they'll be happy in their new home in the Tate building.
They are fantastic, those toy libraries. I know my 11-year-old, when he was a lot younger, was a big fan of the toy libraries in our old stomping ground of Mildura, so they are wonderful things. Lucy, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Great, thanks very much. Have a great day.